This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I want to talk about moving game times coming up at about 7:30 or so, because the Steelers have moved to game time. But for right now, we just got a great text. I love the text line. I really do. It 412-928-9370. We get a text here, and they didn't put their name. Let me look through. Yeah, there's not a name on this. But someone brings up a great point of discussion as we get back into the Steeler talk because of all the drama going on.
Mm-hmm.
And the point of discussion is this. Can the Steelers lose this week but still in a way make you feel better? Is there a way they can lose to Kansas City but you come away from it feeling better? That wasn't the planned topic of discussion this segment, but I think fundamentally that's one hell of a question. And it really is, because when you look at it in Vegas, or look at it on paper, or look at it just in terms of with your head and not your heart. It probably shouldn't win. It's at Kansas City. Kansas City's good. They got who might be the NFL MVP right now, right?
Right.
So it's lined out to where it's an uphill battle to play mm-hmm. this team. Can you walk out of Kansas City with a loss and feel good about this Steelers team? Or is this an all-or-nothing proposition where they got to win for you to feel better at all?
The season started, this was one of the favorites to win the Super Bowl. So walking out of a place with a loss, I'm not giving any credit to it. They're too loaded. It's not walking out of there, and if Ben's not the quarterback and they had a nice battle and they made it close and they didn't win, I'd say, okay, there's something there. They have all their weapons. No, I can't say walking out of there with a loss is anything positive to take away from it. They're 3-3. And that's a Super Bowl team we talked about in preseason. So I'm going to say no, there's nothing good that comes from that.
Yeah, because I would – well, if in that scenario, if it's a close game and they lose,
mm-hmm.
then you'll be able to nitpick probably about a handful, maybe more, things that happened over the course of that game that are going to irritate you.
Right, and the thing is, the scenario is season-driven. And by that I say it's because of where they are at this point. If they would have beat Jacksonville, if they would have beat Chicago, even one of those two teams – and come away with a win, then, yeah, you can lose that game, do good things in that game, and still feel good about yourself.
If they're 4-1 going into that place.
Absolutely. But not at 3-2.
Agreed.
At 3-2, because of what the season has yielded to this point, you can't. Even if you play them 35-34, 28-27, a three-point game in overtime, whatever, you can't. It's an all-or-nothing proposition for me, because you forced yourself into that position, Jim.
You know what's weird, though, is that there are only two teams in the conference that have a better record than the Steelers. And Denver's only played four games. They're 3-1. And then, of course, we know the Chiefs are 5-0. But everybody else is 3-2 or worse. But this is a great opportunity. I'm sure that's how the Steelers are looking at this. And I remember yesterday I said, there's no way I can pick the Steelers. But the more I think about it, and I'm using like the opposite logic here, that – you know, I don't see the Steelers winning the game, but I wouldn't be surprised if they do.
So losing is losing, though. Like, we've arrived at
absolutely.
That.
Oh, absolutely. Now,
losing,
if they get blown
losing.
Out,
mm-hmm.
if it's a, you know, let's say now the defense, we talked about this, hasn't really been tested yet.
Right.
They've played very well. You know, even last week, they didn't give up that many points, right? 30-point game, 16 of them came off the defense, and one of those was after a turnover where Jacksonville got the ball at near midfield, I think the 47-yard line. So the defense, I think, has actually played well, except for getting run over when Jacksonville wanted to ice the game and when Chicago ran over them in overtime. Other than that, the defense has been good. But this week, they play like a real offense. This is a real offense here.
Well, yeah, again, Alex Smith at this point in the season might be the MVP.
And I had him at 13-3, as a lot of people did, with those kind of win-loss records. So coming out of there right now, you know, at a 500
3-3,
team
they just run the table,
gonna
Josh.
Is going to be just, it's terrible. But it's all on them with all their players available. We're not talking catastrophic injuries. We're not talking Ben. We're not talking Bell. We're not talking AB, not with the team. This is a healthy team. It'd be a massive disappointment.
Signs point to I just forgot what I was going to say, because when you said injuries, Shazier apparently didn't practice yesterday,
and neither did Ramon.
That kind of popped up, or Pouncey.
Really interesting.
But it's I don't know that. We expect the Steelers to be
here.
No, but you do the win loss thing, and you go through the thing, and I think I came up with 12-4 just because.
Yeah, but you had Jacksonville and Chicago as wins.
Probably so. I figured they'd be there. We thought there'd be a good chance they'd be 5-0 at this point.
And Colin, I'll tell you right now, the media is going to get a lot worse.
Yes, if they lose, for sure. We take your calls on this next, 412-928-9370. Win or nothing this week in Kansas City. That's a Heidi. Heidi's not a word. What's a name?
Hottie.
I was going to say lengthy. I was going to say big. It's a big proposition. It's a lofty proposal.
If they get blown out,
yes,
then there's going to be trouble.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.